Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Ooh, honey, hot goss is back. Are you ready for all this goss?
I'm ready. From Nostars, Fire Island movies, crowning queens, we've got it all.
Diamond Crown Queens, letters about pageant pod.
Queens doing porn.
Oh, and bad news about that butt plug.
Ooh, Bob. Bad news butt plug. Sounds like a great sequel that I'm in for.
This is Hot Goss. Stay tuned, my loves.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, is the tea scalding?
Ow. Ooh, ouch. Ooh, I ordered it extra hot.
Scaldina Stripulera?
Yes.
Steep?
We want to welcome you back to Cafe Nervosa for yet another steaming
pipe-piping,
scalding, serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives. Gossip and politics.
Ticks.
And take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some
hot goss. Somebody get me something for that porpoise to bite down on. I think it's seizing.
What? You did that on porpoise, didn't you? What is the purpose of this conversation?
Oh, you think you're a know-it-all blowhole, don't you?
I mean, this mammals with blowholes things.
No live reptiles. We did not have a hot goss last week because we had a bonus hole episode of All Stars. If you missed all the scalderteria, don't worry because we're here right now and you're listening to us. Isn't this pleasant?
That's right.
How am I sweating? This is hot.
London is, I mean, it's summer and it's very, very scalding over there. I mean,
Courtney keeps sending me weather updates and it's all gray and it says like 67, 71. She keeps checking in on me. She's like, are you alive? Can I have your wigs?
I've seen you wearing a few wigs on YouTube. Mm-hmm. There is Willem's Drag Walk Naw Stars. And if you're not watching Willem's Drag Walk Naw Stars on Willem's YouTube, you're only getting half the story. So the concept of this is, you said, well, they're not probably going to ask me to be on All Stars, so I'm going to take all the prompts and I'm going to do my interpretation of them and put them on YouTube. And I love this idea.
Yeah, and it's almost that. Most of my interpretations were taken with other people who were actually going to All Stars. So I do like my second or my third choice.
Right, yeah.
So I'm doing seconds. Yeah, I'm doing some. The nice people on Reddit have told me that I would be, it's clear he'd be one of the first outs. I'd be in the bottom every week. They've said lovely supportive things like that, which is why I don't go to Reddit anymore. So if you are my friend, do not send me these Reddit things anymore because they make me sweat at night. And you can see like 100 positive things on my Instagram. But then if I go to Reddit and there's one bad thing, I'm like, ooh, no, I don't know this person, but I'm going to let them affect my whole day.
Yeah, of course. That's basically what being a root girl is.
And I'm saying it clear. It's a drag walk. It's not a drag race because I'm not racing with anybody. I don't see race.
Honey, the race is with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already won.
Yeah, and it's not stars. I'm not a star. I'm some girl from 10 years ago that didn't even make top three. So who is the loser here? I am, and you're welcome. But everybody's getting to see pretty looks that
you your looks. I think they're really cool.
Thank you.
Groundbreaking.
Thank you so much.
Wait, what am I looking? What are you showing us? These red dolls and divas?
This is Gia Gunn and Kylie Sonique Love prancing about with Iggy Azalea outside Rocco's in West Hollywood, I think. Iggy has a perfume. And Gia is a naked red devil.
She is. They look amazing. All of
is this
the dolls,
a boomerang, or do they keep just walking back and forth?
They look amazing. Wow.
So good. And Sonique is killing it right now. She's with Iggy one night, and then the next night she's in Vegas with Miley. The dolls are everywhere.
The dolls are dolling. There's a lot of dolling going on. Speaking of dolls, we're all still reeling from Laganja Estrange's iconic lip sync assassination on All Stars 6. And we got some intel from a listener. Okay, this is from Kate. Laganja in 2018 discussing what she'd do if she went on All Stars on a podcast with Katya. So wait, can we play it? I haven't heard this.
Me neither.
How could you top your original?
How could you top the most iconic entrance?
Let me tell you how I top it. And this is how some girl will probably steal it now.
Okay.
I would set up a ladder on the side because you know it's a frame. When you enter, it's a frame. It's like a door frame.
Yes.
So I'd have a ladder to the side of the frame. I'd climb to the top of the ladder and I'd jump from the top of the ladder through the doorway into a split.
Oh.
Okay. And then
I'd
look up at the camera and I'd leave. You know, obviously I'd have to have an incredible...
I'd leave.
She's talking about the leaves in Raja O'Hara's outfit.
Oh, I would leave.
Yeah, I think it was in 2018 when she was like, yeah, I'd get cast and then I'd walk out.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to go back just so I could break all the light bulbs on stage, but I heard they're LED now. But
it's like LED strips now.
Because Laganja was like lounging over the edge of it at the end.
Yeah, but there's also the ones in the back. I wanted to like peg them out like a light bright and write hell here, like Catwoman. I really, really wanted to do that, but I don't think that they would let me get to even the second line of broken light bulbs before they were like, Willem, you have to stop.
Also, the crystal curtain at the end of the runway that could be climbed.
Crystal curtain, Courtney'll smoke it.
Stop. Once they're done cutting out everything offensive from this episode, it's gonna be about 3 minutes long.
Maybe we should move on and talk about the exciting announcement from Bowen Yang and Joel Kim Booster, because they're set to star in a movie called Fire Island, which is a romantic comedy from Spa Night director Andrew Ahn. What's Spa Night?
It's a film.
Oh. Sounds. I loved it.
We love Bowen and Joel.
Spa Night was resplendent.
It's a film from 2016.
Oh yeah, loved it. I think I read for it.
You most likely did. We love Bowen and Joel, and so this is. And I love Fire Island. So I mean, this is a lovely project to hear about for sure.
And Joel had back-to-back Variety articles, one day, 2 day. He got announced. I think he's in a Maya Rudolph TV show where she sets to play like some rich, rich, rich divorcee. And he's I guess he's the gay on that. He's the go-to gay right now for sure.
Honey, get it, mommy.
Yeah, this Fire Island movie is a modern day take on Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, which isn't that also what Clueless is based on?
Mm-hmm.
And
it was based on Emma.
Oh, right.
Which was Jane Austen. So the film centers on two best friends embarking on a week-long vacation to Fire Island.
I bet they have a podcast.
The historic gay escape off the southern shore of Long Island, with the help of cheap rosé and a
Rosé's gonna be there?
Cadre of eclectic friends.
Cadre Island. South Cadre Island. I just brought my toothbrush. This project is set up at Searchlight and will be released exclusively on Hulu in the U.S. globally with Global Pain. And it will film, it will stream under Disney Plus under the Star brand.
I really like when we very clunkily switch into reading straight from the outline.
Wait.
From going conversational to the project is set up at Searchlight.
There will be a gaffer. where did you get that Danglebob dingly earring?
Oh, you know, it's one of the two pairs of earrings I own. These are good luck. They're just a little boot scoot.
Always brought you luck?
These have always brought me luck.
I'm doing a new Poppers campaign, and it's these have always brought me fucks with double Scorpio.
That's so amazing.
I walk up to the table and throw the Poppers on them, and there are these boys playing cards. And then one of them starts to finger me, and I go, these have always brought me fucks.
You better work.
And I'm going to have violet contacts, even though we're shooting in black and white.
Of course.
Yeah. And then it'll fade to color. And then that'll be when I sniff the Poppers. And then there will be three men who wake up around me, and I'll say, I missed you most of all. And they're like, we're still in you, whore. Mm-hmm. So it's like Wizard of Oz, too. So then RuPaul will like it and then put me back on her show.
It is a metaphor about life on planet Earth.
Can I take a moment to tell you about the Rainbow Spotlight?
I want to hear about it. What do you got?
The Rainbow Spotlight of the week is Mediocre Man by... No?
Oh, problem man. Patterns.
Mm-hmm. And there's a problem with my pattern of speech right now. I might be having a seizure. You can listen to this on Bandcamp. We're going to link it at Race Chaser Pod. And these are four queer women in a feminist queer punk band based in Belfast, Northern Ireland, called Problem Patterns.
You better work. Let's take a listen.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks. as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
We're back. We're back again.
Cheap rosé.
Cheap rosé. The best kind. There's some exciting news in the pageant world. You've probably been listening to Page Pod, I would hope.
A little Page Pod.
It's been an amazing journey and a limited series all about pageantry. But in the pageant world, Miss Nevada USA.
Mm.
Recently crowned Cataluna Enriquez, and she was crowned Miss Nevada USA on Sunday, and she will become the first openly transgender woman to compete in the Miss USA pageant. Breaking down walls, barriers. Yes, this is what we want to see. Ding dong.
Oh my God. And the promo photo, this
girl,
it's like plastique.
I thought it was plastique tiara for a second.
It is. There's wind in the photo. There's an abalone seashell curtain catching the light. Mm-hmm. It's like Kim Kardashian meets plastique tiara, this girl, Cataluna. Mm-hmm. She's so beautiful. And I can't wait to see her wipe the floor with these other whores that are going to deign to get on the stage with her, because she is the most beautiful. And you know us gays, we'll get behind our candidate and we will stand. I am standing now, currently.
And remember, it's not a beauty contest. It's a scholarship program. But no, she has a really important platform as well. Her platform is centered on transgender awareness, mental health. She's 27 years old and she beat out 21 other contestants at the South Point Hotel Casino in Las Vegas.
I thought her platforms were pleaser.
She could go to Wrigley Field and go to a Cubs game, and she can call you on the phone and say, honey, I'm here.
I did it. First baseline.
Honey, I'm behind home plate.
I'm eating a hot dog and no one's even looking.
I mean, people would be looking because she's so breathtaking.
So beautiful.
She's so stunning.
Honestly, I need a respirator.
I hope that she wins the whole ass thing. And I will be watching. I don't normally have eyes on like the sort of mainstream pageant systems. Like it's not really in my world, but I'll be watching.
You know, when another girl gets into drag, like when Ellie Diamond did my makeup and she was in drag and we went down to visit Latrice one floor below and we were smoking out her window and Latrice was like, "Oh, baby, I want to turn." Like when you're like, oh, when there's more than two girls in a room and they're beautiful and you just want to turn and you want to become beautiful too. And
you want to be the drags.
I saw you pull that shoulder down. You just gave us a little shoulder action because you saw how beautiful Cataluna was. And then you saw my beauty and you reflected upon that. And then you were like, well, I took my earring off. I'll give him some shoulder.
Function of beauty.
Your beauty is fully functioning, darling.
I would keep the shoulder down off this tank top, but it's too tight. And it hurts. But sometimes beauty hurts.
Tops usually are too tight at first.
Hurts.
That note hurt. We're going to talk about some more things that probably hurt because it's our Let's Get Political segment, which has its own little theme song. Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Let's get political. Jump in a split. Throw a corset at Silky. Come on. Let's get political.
This comes from NBC News.
Do the choreography from Continental. Come on.
NBC News states that Bowen Yang has added 5 more projects to his roster. Oh, sorry. California added 5 more states, including Florida, to the list of places where state-funded travel is banned because of laws that discriminate against members of the LGBT community, the state attorney general announced on Monday. Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta added Florida, Arkansas, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia to the list that now has 17 states where state employees' travel is forbidden unless under limited circumstances. Make no mistake, we're in the midst of an... Why would someone get to go on a state-sponsored vacation anyway? I don't get that.
Not a vacation. Like, oh, well, there's a conference happening in this state?
Get them on Zoom. They don't need to go nowhere.
Well, this is... Okay.
I don't understand. Okay, so this is a quote. Maybe this will elucidate it for us. Make no mistake.
I'm loose, honey.
We're in the midst of an unprecedented wave of bigotry and discrimination in this country, and the state of California is not going to support it, Bonta said. So lawmakers in 2016 banned non-essential travel to states with laws that discriminate against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people. The 12 other states on the list are Texas, Alabama, Idaho, Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
These are all important prelim states, too.
Exactly.
For EOY, Miss Gay, US of A, so we're fucked.
The 5 states newly added to the list have introduced bills in their legislatures this year that prevent transgender women and girls from participating in school sports consistent with their gender identity, block access to health care, and allow the discrimination of the LGBTQ plus community, Bonta said. The state law has exemptions for some trips, such as travel needed to enforce California law and to honor contracts signed before the states were added to the list. Travel to conferences or out-of-state training are examples of trips that can be blocked. So can you... What the fuck? I don't understand. So, okay. So they're saying... California is saying...
They're not going to pay money to send people to these states for business.
Why does California need to do business with any of these states anyway? We're the leading state economy out of all of these countries. So why are we going to West Virginia? Sorry if you live in West Virginia. I love the Stonewall. That's a great place. And everybody there was nice enough to offer me drugs. I don't know why California has business with West Virginia.
There's a lot of interstate businesses.
Sorry,
West
Virginia.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
But like, remember when there were horrible, you know, bathroom laws in the Carolinas and PayPal was like, we're going to pull out our headquarters from there. And it was like, it had a huge financial impact.
Oh, yeah.
I think essentially what this is California doing you know, it's somewhat symbolic, but they're at least saying publicly, like, we are not going to send people to the state. We're not going to funnel any money into these states by having our employees, you know, pay for our employees to do business there or work with you.
You should have a podcast.
Oh, I do. It's called Sloppy Seconds. It comes out every Tuesday and Friday here on the Mom Network.
Oh, how fun. I've heard that before.
So this is good news. Yeah. And like you said, Willem, California is the biggest economy in the country, correct? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it is
one of the biggest in the world. It's bigger than America's.
Right. So it's a big deal.
I'm going to go there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
In America. So no, it's part better of the than it's overall. Still-
No, if you judge by the people, like per capita.
This is why we do facts, politics, news, math, science.
If you do a head count during happy hour, California is better than America.
But this is good that California is putting their foot down on this matter, and I hope that this moves things toward people being a little less discriminatory in everywhere. Hopefully,
me too.
Why don't we take a break and we'll come back. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
So we're back again, girls. The tip spot this week did not show up.
Well, she showed up, but she did not bring ID.
She didn't bring ID. I don't know what she thinks we're running. So now we have a gaping hole in the lineup.
She said her name was Rihanna or something. And I said, if you don't have ID, you cannot come in the bar, young lady.
Exactly.
And I'm already doing S&M tonight, so you can't do it anyway. Rihanna, whoever you are.
So now there is a gaping hole in the lineup. I am not sure what to do with this gaper of a gaping hole.
It matches the gaping hole in your tights, to be frank, honestly. You better park and bark and not turn it around, because they're going to see that hole and we will be docked.
So we don't have a tip spot today because we might be away at summer camp. I don't know. Just kidding. We're not.
We might be. Ooh, sounds like a winner. What are you coughing up there?
Okay. Wish you could cough up a win.
Congratulations on breaking your safe streak. instead of a tip spot today, we thought we'd read two letters from our fabulous listeners that are instead Page Pod related.
Yes.
And if you're not listening to Pageant Pod, you're only getting an eighth of the story.
That's it. So this message comes from Brittany. Do you want to read it? It's long, so if I read it, it'll be 3 hours later.
Good evening, most distinguished panel of judges. I came of age in the early 2000s, going to The Connection in Louisville, Kentucky, almost every weekend with my gay best friend. As a young gal who grew up idolizing Madonna and literally bathed herself in glitter every night before walking into the club, I loved nothing more than dancing on the checkered dance floor and watching the drag shows. The Connection at the time had plenty of pageant gals in the La Boy La Femme drag show. Cezanne, Terry, Vanessa Coleman, Vanessa DeMornay, but my favorite, who later became my dear friend, was the body beautiful Mocha Montrese. I worshipped her excellence, poise, and overall beauty and glamour. Long story short, I knew gays who knew her, we were introduced, and before you know it, she was leading me around The Connection by hand, introducing me to all of her fans as her dear friend. I was on top of the world. We also went and played bingo several times together, and the bitch always won the jackpot every single time.
Honey, she'll win pageants and she'll win bingo.
You know why. Mocha has won almost every god dang pageant in the USA. She's literally a Miss Everything. I'm also excited about the Pageant Pod series y'all are doing because of her and the queens I grew up around Louisville. I'll never forget seeing Erica Andrews step down on EOY. I was stunned when I saw her. I'd never seen someone so beautiful in my whole life. And I show all my friends a YouTube video of her Jessica Rabbit evening gown look that essentially won her the EOY crown. Honey, that carrot alone. The carrot was rhinestoned, I'll tell you that. I wasn't able to be at Mocha's crowning the night she won EOY, but you better believe I bought the DVD of the pageant that year. Click, click, expose. The Connection closed its doors in 2016, and in my opinion, it was the ending of an era. I'll never forget those drag shows, holding Mocha's hand, or all the times on the dance floor. Thank you for the Pageant Pod and all the beautiful, shiny memories it's bringing me. No dirty pics, because what I'm selling, y'all ain't buying. But I've attached photos of Mocha and me, along with her pageant card tally. Willem, I've seen you twice through Daniel Cole's Hard Candy shows, and you've made me laugh so hard I peed a little. Alaska, if you've ever swing around the Louisville Cincy region, I'll be first in line to tip you as well. Sending lots of love and glitter kisses, Brittany. Aw.
Thank you for that, Brittany.
Oh my God. I feel like I know Brittany too, because like I know her.
Yeah.
She's tipped me.
Oh. Yeah. She and Mocha look absolutely beautiful in these photos. And thank you for the lovely letter, Brittany. That's what Page Pod is about, because really drag has impact that we can't even calculate and we don't even know. And so thank you for sharing that with us. And I love this to-do list.
The checklist from Mocha Montrese. It's
Miss
Continental Pageant. Check. Entertainer of the Year. Check.
Check.
US of A.
Check.
Miss Nubia World.
Uh-huh.
Check. And Miss America. Mm-hmm. Check.
And then is that image coming soon? Loading.
Loading.
Because whatever's next,
she's
going to do it. I wonder if she would do Drag Queen of the Year.
I mean, that would be a coup.
I would gagzilla.
I mean, you could hit her up.
We might. Because, I mean, she has all the other titles. Why not take the title?
Why not? I mean, I'd love to see
Tammy,
her.
Why not?
Tammy, why not? I love that.
You like that one? Yeah. That's one of those names where back in the day, there was like every state and city had a Tammy, why not?
I mean, it's one of those names. A Sharon Needles.
Yes, yes. And an Anita cocktail.
She's Anita Mann's sister.
Anita. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Oh my God, Amanda Hug and Kiss booked me at the Stone Bar in like 2002 on Hollywood Boulevard. Honey, and she thought the color spray was doing the whole job for her, and then she just put a ponytail in the back, and I was like, oh, okay.
Honey, better than a lice front.
It was a lice front back then. Lice had eaten through most of her hair.
All right. So this message comes from Chris. Dearest, I'll ask her Wilhelmintra and dip dip a doo da doop da dibbity doo. This is more of a Padge Podge message, but I wanted to write and tell you a little Philly story.
Ooh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, God. I lived in New York for many years, but moved here to Philly in 2017. I'm a performer and a piano bar bug, so I started frequenting the local spots pretty quickly. On Saturday night, I would often end up at Knock. Their piano is at the back of the bar and very intimate and always has the picture of the most luminous woman on top of it. A regular once told me that she's a very famous trans woman who's an icon. I soon started seeing her sitting just outside that room, coming to enjoy the music, but never getting too close to the crowd. She began to invite me over after I would sing every now and then, and she would always have the kindest things to say. I was always struck by feeling like I was in the presence of royalty. It wasn't until listening to your pageant podcast that I realized it is indeed Rachel Harlow.
Ah!
I somehow never put it together until now and just had some friends who are regulars confirm. Last I saw her was right before the pandemic, but she seemed as if she was doing well and in great spirits. We'll report back if I see her again. Anyway, thanks for keeping me laughing at inappropriate times in places like the supermarket and the gym. I got stares when I scream laughed at Willem's coining the phrase outer saboteur most recently. Cheers, Chris. That's fabulous. Rachel Harlow.
Wow, I love hearing that, and I love that we helped connect the dots for you like that.
That's what we're here for. And if you haven't listened to Padge Pod, even if you have no interest or knowledge of the Padge world, it is very educational, and we'll sort of give you an insight as to how deep and how far the pageant world goes.
I am contestant number 187, representing Outer Saboteurs, Outer Banks, regional at large.
Willem. Elite. Honey, I
junior,
think you
junior, junior, elite junior.
Honey, I think you should try out for elite.
We're going to take a break on that one.
We're going to take a break on that one.
Oh, that's Coco,
we'll
not Mocha.
Take a break on that one.
Oh, God, this cave is so dark.
Representing the Great Cave of Alabama. This is... Oh, it is dark. Oh, my goodness. Hello? 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 Heather? This isn't funny.
Heather?
Hello?
Is that water?
Willem, you're Heather. Willem, you're Heather.
No, I'm just kidding. The heathering has occurred?
No, that's what happened. This is the moment where we go spelunking.
I got a sex change under the piano in the back, and now my name's Heather.
Oh, God.
This is the moment where we spelunk in the game.
Out of DMs, I will not answer. I will just make jokes about the birdcage.
Y'all know what time it is, even if you don't have a clock. We're about to go spelunking
deep into the DMs.
This first one comes from Philip. Philip says, "Hey, gals and Big Dip. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to mention something that's been a bugbear of mine for a few All-Star seasons now. Every All-Star since the iconic season 2 has started with the talent variety show. However, only All-Stars 2 called it the All-Stars talent show. Every season then has since called it the All-Stars variety show." Well, you know why. Mm-hmm. Looking online at all these moments.
at all the comments everybody seems to harp on about how the top girls not showing the best talent, whereas the safe girls, Jan, were clearly showing some of the strongest talents. To me, though, to me personally, since the rebrand to variety show, it is about which girl entertained the judges the most and not necessarily who brought the best display of talent. Not saying talent doesn't matter, but what the most entertaining show, but that the most entertaining show isn't necessarily the most talented. Lots of love from this hill I will die on, Philip. And he has a hill in his name. Philip.
No, I see that. So, yes, it is who the judges are most entertained by, a.k.a. who the judges like most.
Didn't you win your year, though?
No. I was deemed safe. I didn't win. And I, on the...
You did a little ditty. I remembered it. You sang some songs.
On the All-Stars talent show.
Who won your year? Tatiana?
Oh, See Me With Them Hands?
I feel like See Me With Them Hands won.
That was a
straight out of nowhere, and that deserved it.
But it was a double winner, wasn't it? Because back then we did double wins. Gosh.
And then those girls lip synced against each other, right?
Roxy
and Tatiana. I was actually shocked that Alyssa Edwards wasn't in the top for that one, because her act was really entertaining and talented. But you know what? It's that I hear this, and it is a very good point that we can't say, oh, well, it's about talent. Blowing bubbles isn't a talent, but it's not a talent show. It's a variety show.
Depends what hole you do it from.
It's a show,
and with
you are
what?
Able to be entertaining doing whatever you do. So, like, if you're Amanda Lepore, you can walk out there and blow a balloon animal dog, and that can be very engaging. And
no, they don't let bestiality on stage. You can't blow dogs.
Next. I put one leg just across the ice chest and the other one into the box of Clorox. Do you know, have you listened to Sweet Pussy Pauline's other works?
Oh, the B-sides? Yes, honey.
She does that
bit. She puts her feet all over with different things. Yeah.
She's so good. Now, fellas, can I talk to you for just a second? We need to do an episode all about Sweet Pussy Pauline. She needs to be a rainbow spotlight.
Oh, yeah. And then we could do a Lost episode with Betty Butterfield where Dipper just cuts everything.
Sweet Pussy Pauline tells stories. She used to do these, like, recordings of, like, telling a story and meeting a guy and, like, hooking up with him, and the sex is crazy. And at the end, she's always like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. And then she goes, next.
Motherfucker, you're tickling me.
He had the nerve to say, am I hurting you? Motherfucker, you are tickling me.
He looked in my pretty blurners.
So we're going to say, next. This message comes from Jay.
Oh, a lot of stuff comes from Jay, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I scrolled ahead.
So my partner decided to tease me a bit before bed and surprised me with a butt plug. It was the first time we had used this particular toy. We're both experienced, as I'm 29 and he is 35, but he made a terrible judgment call. I felt a little pressure, and then I hear him gasp. The entire plug was in my ass. I tried not to panic, but saw my life flash before my eyes, and overcome with anxiety, I realized I was going to be one of the medical cases that becomes hospital gossip. Luckily, after what felt like a lifetime of squatting and pushing, oh my God, I was able to grip it and pull it out. I immediately threw it away. Never again. Just had to share with someone, since I definitely can't put this on my Facebook. Anyway, here's a couple of dick pics, mine and my partner's. Jay. Call me Jay? All my friends do. Okay, well, the dick pics are great.
Dicks are great. There's two of them.
Similarly sized, but different angles of the photos.
Surprise, they're out and about right now, being that it's summer and they're bears. They should be sleeping.
Yes, hibernation, hibernatory. And I see a puma boxer brief. I see the puma.
They are into athleisure of some sort.
Yeah.
I know where you're coming from, Jay, because guys have come there and me. And it wasn't a lost and found situation because it wasn't necessarily lost. We knew where it was, but there have been things misplaced inside myself, me personally.
I think the important thing is not to panic if this were to ever happen. Listen, this has never happened to me.
You're just not that kind of girl.
I can't. I'm not blessed enough to have enough square footage for this to happen.
Spelunking from my hole right now. That's the case.
Yes. And that's great. That is a blessing and wonderful. And I think this does happen sometimes. And it's important not to panic because the traffic flow is for things to move outward. So, like, you're going to get it back eventually, right?
I mean, did you see Aladdin 2, Iago's Secret? Iago's Revenge.
Iago's Secret?
Well, they filmed.
Do you have a ketchup secret?
They filmed in my cave of not so secrets. And my secret is you just gotta
give me the lamp. The top screaming into your hole. Give me the lamp.
Honestly,
it's the leg lamp from the Christmas Story.
The last time I had something lost in me, it was lost in my brown eye in particular. But it was a moment where it was that Great American Challenge purple double ender one that you always see in the novelty section. You're like, why do they put that by the front? No one's gonna buy that.
Right.
I got it for free
in
a gift
bag.
Buy.
It by the gum and the Tic Tac.
I got it for free, and this hooker was fucking me, and he shoved it in, and it was a lot. And I remember I was like holding my own ankles, and I was like, "Ooh, pull some out." And he said, "I can't." And I said, "Pull some out." And he's like, "I can't. Just push it out." And I was like, "Pull some out." And he said, "It's all the way in there. You just have to push." And I said, "Did you lose a double ender in me?" And he said, "Yeah, just shit it out over the tub." And I was like, "Really?" I was like, and I was mad.
Romance
because,
is not dead.
Well, A, this is a hooker. He should have tied a string to it or put breadcrumbs so it would know how to get out. Like, he's a professional and you're losing the toy in the client. Like, how dare you? And I was like 19. So I was like, oh my God, I'm ruined. Little did I know.
And it's still in there to this day.
Honestly, it's how I get such great reception on bike rides.
Yeah.
But I saw another picture of this someone after P-Town. There was a P-Town like lawn, like the little section of lawn between a sidewalk and the street. And there was a giant flesh-colored double-ender dildo with a post-it on it that said free. And I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of my first garage sale.
Everybody's free.
Free to push out. Push out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your dates have been telling you to push out for years. Different reasons.
Yeah. They said, push, push, push right out of your hole. Push it, push it out of your hole. Jay, I salute you. And
I'm glad you got it out, my love. That's very scary. And I understand the panic. And I'm glad you got it out, babe.
This is why you always have to tie a string around the base. When your
string
loosey goosey manboosey is
string,
a string, so you don't lose it. It's what Hansel and Gretel did. That's how they found their way out. Yeah, if, I mean, if you haven't already shoved your sonic hair up there.
Keep on pushing.
I caution to look in your fridge, because if you have a Mrs. Butterworth bottle, I want to make sure it's there on Sunday at brunch and not anywhere else.
Is it butter worth it? Watch me work.
Okay. I put my hole down, squeeze it, and reverse it.
We're going to take the next message from Cash. Would you like to read it?
Yes, please. From Cash. Dear Daddy Dips, we get to choose our not stars, Willem. And she came out of her mother's vagina, Alaska.
Nice.
Crossy from the Gold Coast here. And over the weekend, I traveled to Brisbane to go out clubbing and drag, celebrating a belated birthday. My first time turning 29. Aww. Unfortunately, COVID lockdown finished on Saturday morning, resulting in a pretty lackluster night in the clubs. The trade was lacking, and at some point in the night, so too was my boyfriend's handbag, including, but not limited to, our only hotel room key card. Next, my heels broke. No. Luckily, I had a friend who lived in Brisbane, Brizzy, who we woke up and she let us crash. God is a fag hag. The next day, we had to catch an Uber, and all I had was my dress, hat, and tucking panties and bare feet. Needless to say, I look like the dog's dinner. My question is this. Have either of you been stuck in drag out somewhere? Below are my pictures from Saturday night, plus some nudes for your perusal, including a rare drag nude from my OnlyFans. I make porn and drag because I can't sing or dance.
Well, it's not a talent show. It's a variety show. So
this isn't Courtney? I would never expect free promo, but if you're feeling generous, I'd love, love, love it if you'd shout it out. OnlyFans.com/CashRitchie, as I'm sure some chasers would enjoy. Much love from devoted listener Cash Richie.
R-I-C-H-Y. Okay. Well, let's first take a look at the looks. Beautiful. She's wearing aqua green. Her hair is really tealing the show, if you ask me.
It's an aqua green with a mint to seafoam tip.
And yes.
It is a
balayage.
It is an illusion.
Really a balayage.
Mm-hmm. It's an illusion pattern dress.
On the dress, yes. It's like black and white. Very like I took acid and I'm seeing visuals kind of look.
A large zipper as to not get makeup on your garment as you take it off your face.
Oh, it is. That is a good zipper. Teal hair is the watchword for this young lady, for Cash Richie. She is wearing it in her OnlyFans picture. It's
one of them.
The
one where she has anything on.
The t-shirt says, "Thanks, but I'm Gucci." And it's a crop tee. And then she has pulled down a red string bikini bottom to reveal a turgid lady member.
Is this where you got your red bikini for your finale look? Did you let
her
borrow this?
Yeah, it's the same piece.
Did she PayPal you?
The same legacy piece.
There is a large decorative oriental fan in
the
back.
Oh, it is a fan. Only fans. I get it now. Mm-hmm.
And she has a huge fan. I love her her wit, her charm, and her penis in the next picture. There's also, I'm not sure if the Great Coral Reef is lost up there, but there's a dark hole. It is her hole. And
yes, she's out of drag, looking completely different than in drag. I mean, she obviously let the hair grow in for these photos.
She didn't want to put a towel down.
No, honey. She said, "I'm getting all up on this chair." She looks great. The member is prodigious. Her body looks great. Mm-hmm. We
pouty
thank you,
lips.
Cash Richie.
Pouty lips, question, top and bottom.
Thank you.
Exactly. The question is, have you ever been like stuck in drag and you like had to stay in it when you, have you?
Honey, sure, they're lucky if I'm stuck in drag. I've never been stuck. I've never been in drag and not wanted to be in drag. When I'm in drag, you're welcome. To everybody. Okay. Everybody's getting
Thank
a show.
You.
I'm the opposite.
Have you been stuck in drag in an inopportune moment?
Well, actually, recently, I mean, it wasn't like stuck in drag, but it was like my implements for getting out of drag were not within reach. Because it was when I did the show in Erie, Pennsylvania, my hometown. I was staying at my mom's and my mom wanted to leave and like, and I didn't want to leave yet. So I stayed with my sister. And so I got back and I was like, oh, I don't have any like any Albaline or like whatever to like take my makeup off. So sometimes you have to get creative with how to take the, like I put the, I took the eyelashes off and put them like in, I think in my earrings box. And then, I took like, what did I remove my face with? I've used like lotion, conditioner. Ugh.
Did you ever go in the kitchen and just get oil?
Oh, that, wait, that's what I used at Brooke's house. That's Earl? What I used. I used coconut oil. I felt like Courtney Act.
Oh, for pulling.
Yeah. Yeah, I did an oil pull on my fucking face. But this has happened a few times. But no, it's not exactly stuck in drag because I just, you know, I just yank it off and figure out a way to take the shit off.
Mm-hmm. And you could take this shit out of your ears because Hot Goss is over now. And thank you so much for listening to it. And it's so great to be back on the boards, as they say.
We are the raked stage. We want you to send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And we always have bonus content video available at patreon.com/Willem.
We did.
And you can see those things. You can see some things by searching the hashtag race chaser and leaving the coins on the dresser at patreon.com/Willem.
Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon so you will get notifications about when there are hot new things.
Mm-hmm. That new new. Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Please get the vaccine, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. We'll be back next week with more piping,
steaming, scalding, boiling,
hot goss. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.
I then change positions. I put one leg on the ceiling and the other one just across the closet door. Oh, fuck me. Oh, just fuck this. Just tear it up like newspaper because it ain't built right no way. Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucker, just work this pussy over. Woo, girls. Girls, then I took it doggy style. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, motherfucker, just fuck me. Oh, 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 fuck me, my. Oh, my. Woo. Oh, 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 oh. Next.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.